Welcome to my radio show. I am with Lucas, Patrick, Matej and Galin.
First, I would like to thank you for having me. And to answer your question, AI, which stands for artificial intelligence, is a technology which involves a robot that has a mind of its own. It can answer questions given by different users and learn new things based on previous conversations with people across the globe.
Thanks. Galin, what do you think about AI?
I think AI is a very powerful source of information that greatly influences our minds, both negatively and positively. I'm here to talk about how we should use it in a matter that has a positive impact on us. One of the greatest issues with AI is the fact that it can make us lazier, giving us the answer almost immediately after we ask the question. To make sure that we actually learn about the chosen topic, we must phrase our questions in a certain way. For example, for a math question, we need to find the square root of 144. We shouldn't ask AI what is the square root of 144. We should ask it, how can I find out the square root of 144? That way I can actually learn about the topic and I won't have to rely on AI on every single question I have.
Interesting. Now, Patrick, is AI strictly positive for humanity?
Well, AI surely benefits some people, but the damage that it causes for others is clearly significant. AI is already smarter than most of us, and the continuous evolution isn't making things better. Job loss, among other issues, are concerning, and they might destroy people's lives in the nearby future.
Okay, and Lucas, what do you think AI will look like 5 years from now?
So, based on AI's rapid growth, I think it's going to unlock a vast number of new features in 5 years from now. Sadly, I think it's gonna be used for basically every entry-level position in any company given, instead of humans, which is bad because a lot of people will lose their jobs. Also, it's going to be used in our everyday lives for optimization of numerous processes. And lastly, it may pose a big threat to cybersecurity in the future, so cybersecurity has got to be better in the future. That's it for me.
So, what's the conclusion?
I think that the conclusion is that AI is a very powerful source of information and it can greatly influence our lives. Sometimes in a good way, in which we can find out stuff more accurately and faster, or in a bad way in which we lose our jobs to it. So we should be careful about using it.
Thanks for coming.